They had like repatriation of bones, I think, that came from the Historical Society. They didn't really know where they came from, but they ended up taking some of them back to Sistan, South Dakota. We got over there kind of late, and we didn't have a map, and we had to go to a place called Shecha Hollow. And Shecha means bad, and I don't know why they called it that. But anyways, we got out there, and it was pitch black, no signs. We took left and right and turns, and finally we came to a spot, and there was a little hill, and we had to go over, and then you were kind of looking up this hill. And all you could see was teepees and the glow on the inside. They had their fires going, and it was cold. And then there was wood smoke. That's all. We rolled down the windows, and that's all you could smell was wood smoke. A woman and a little kid, they were walking, and she had a long dress on and a blanket. And it was just like we were in some kind of twilight zone, you know. And it struck me like it's as if we went over this hill, we were just going to go right back, you know. And it gave me such a feeling, you know, like, gee, if I go over this hill, I'm going to go back and I'm not going to turn around. It's kind of a nice feeling, really. But I have no idea. I don't know how to start a fire from scratch. I got my little flint, you know, but no, I don't know how to start a fire. Oh, there was all kinds of Indians from all over. They came for that. You couldn't wear shoes, you know, no jewelry or anything, you know. It was just like a painting. The smoke was kind of low-lying. Maybe it was fog. Yeah, it was just like, you ever see that movie Brigadoon? Yeah, that was just, you cross over that bridge, you're gone. I mean, your imagination, especially in the dark, you know, your imagination kind of takes over. Yeah, and I thought, wouldn't that be something? Do those people really know that they're not, they can stay there? They don't have to come back.